Are you having bad manner with your husband? She said no. as the reports having bad manners with the father, you know. He has a sickness, you know. He has a problem, you know. He said, okay, call him for me. He came. He asked him the same question. And the answer was no. He said, what is your problem? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you dearly. And every time I leave you, أَشْتَاقُ إِلَيْكَ. I feel I miss you so much. And when I walk toward my house, I ask myself, if the angel of death come today, I will never see you again. And if I die, I will be in my grave until mashallah يوم القيامة, and I will never see you again. And if I resurrected in the day of Qiyamah, I do not know whom I will be with. And you are with the Prophet and Messenger, Ya Allah, Ya Rasulullah. I keep crying. And this is why I cannot fulfill the need of my family. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was silent. He did not reply. Do you know who replied? Angel Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his verse from Quran. A'udhu billahi sami' al-alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa man yuta'i Allah wa rasul fa'ulaika ma'a alladhina an'ama Allah alayhim min al-nabiyyina wa as-siddiqin wa ash-shuhada'a wa as-salihin wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa. فقال رجل وقال أهي له يا رسول الله. It's only for him his mercy, يا رسول الله. He said this for him and for everyone fulfills the condition of this verse. Whoever obey Allah and his messenger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect him with messenger and siddiqeen and martyrs and pious people and the best companion. My dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, today in the Ummah we have many calamity, many. And all what we see, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained it to us. What is the problem? We too far from Allah. We too far from Allah. Our hearts become full of dunya. And we forget we have a duty. We're not here to make money. We're not here for vacation. We have a job. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mother gave him birth, Shaitan screamed. All the shayateen came to Iblis and he said, what's the matter with you? We heard you scream, scream, we never screamed before. He said, a prophet has been Allah given birth today. He said, what's the problem? He said, we'll lead him to guidance. We'll lead him to paradise and I will lead him. He said, no problem. We have made a messenger and prophet before. We kill him and people will forget his message. And we will make them work. We will make them happy with dunya. And we forget the message. And we did it before. He said, this time is different. I saw him, he's coming. And he has an ummah with him. We cannot do it. This time is different. My dear brother in Islam, we forget who we are. We forget we have a duty and a job. Every Muslim today, if you ask him, how are you doing? He says, MashaAllah, I make salah, I make fast, I make dhikr, I go to hajj, I do umrah, I do zakah, I fulfill all my need. And you forget, you have a job. You have a duty. All what you said is a pillar of Islam. Bunya al-Islam ala khams. Islam has been built over five. Any time today, if we are sincere and honest, and have sudd and ikhlas to Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow him to give us a complete deen over 23 years. This 23 years, any time, in any place in the earth, you want to bring Islam back, you have to go back to the 23 years. And discover where you are. From the revelation, from the sunnah, and start exactly from where you are, compared to the 23 years. We do not want to do it today. What is sunnah? People argue about the word sunnah. What is sunnah? But before we have to talk about sunnah, it will never work. Why? Because we have to know the sunnah of whom. Because what sunnah in Arabic means, the habit and custom never change. That's it. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a sunnah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a sunnah. Each one of us has a sunnah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in Quran. If we believe in Allah, if we believe in Quran, we have over 50 verses in Quran commanding us to obey Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obey. Rahmah. Where are we going? Who's Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We forget. The most beloved creation to Allah. The one Allah will believe him physically and spiritually. And manner. And akhlaq. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِيُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Imagine a ummah, a nation far away from her Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An ummah far away from her own prophet. What is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He's our teacher. He's our qudwa. He's our role model. How many of us know the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How I can talk, how I can behave. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Qul ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. Fattaba'uni yuhibbukum Allah. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Say ya Muhammad. If you claim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he claims he loves Allah. Tell them. Follow me. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you. And forgive your sins. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in good condition is no way you reach the love of Allah unless you love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow his precepts. But is today the sunnah, the way I'm standing in salah, is the way the sunnah, the two raqa before and two raqa after, it is the day of the sunnah in having my dear ahead of amana or having tawb. What is the sunnah? What is the ultimate sunnah? His akhlaq, his manner, his love of Allah, his love of ummah. Every time somebody comes to him, he says, ummati, ummati. And where we are, my brother and sister in Islam, where we are, if we die tonight, what we go to say to Allah? I'm worried about my bank account. I'm worried about my wife, I'm worried about my kids. And almost like the word ummah does not exist. And ummah has been blinded. And ummah has been paralyzed. Who paralyzed us? Allah. Who gave us amal? Allah. Who gave us fitnah? Allah. Let Allah have the answer and answer. Two words. When we discover, we say, this two words is enough for the whole mankind. نَسُ اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ Imagine, you forgot Allah, Allah make you forget your own self. Zakar the scholars, he said, do you know what it means? If Allah make you forget yourself, He will make you forget the door of guidance. Today, my dear brother, in Jum'ah, we want Jum'ah to be a khutbah, we want it to be a dars, we want everything in 10-15 minutes. And 80% of the ummah coming in the last 5 minutes. How? If you study what was the meaning word khutbah, it's not a dars. Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, what he said. I was sitting in Jum'ah a few weeks ago, and the man standing, the khatib, was a list. One, and two, keep talking. Two, keep talking. Three, keep talking. Four, keep talking. Until 11. And I'm watching people. Some people playing in the watch. Some people looking in the park. Some people asleep already. Some people looking into each other. The heart is not there. The mind is not there. The body even is not there. And the person keep talking. Like he has to say. Because he set it up, he has to finish it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach us, خَطِبُ النَّاسَ عَلَىٰ قَدْرَ وَقُلْهُمْ. Talk to people according to their level and their capability. Today we are coming to us. We are coming in Jum'ah, and the heart for the dunya is still. The heart is not there. And I cannot wait until the clock comes 2 o'clock or 2:05 and run. And I won't learn. Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah said, what is Jum'ah? Jum'ah is tar'eed. Tar'eed. Encouraging. Reminder. Mawa'idah. To make you leave with something in your heart. Some piece of Iman. Because the Ummah missing Iman. Missing Yaqeen. Thiqah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worry about risk. The whole Ummah worry about risk. And not worry about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Ummah has to do. Abdi, khalaqtuka lil ibadah, fala tab'ad. Wa amartu laka rizqak, fala tab'ad. In wajadta khayran, fa'hmid Allah. Wa in lam tajid ghayra dhalik, fala tulumanna illa nafsak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the hadith Qudsi. My state servant, I guarantee you your vision. Don't be tired. I permit you to worship me. And my provision is my oath to you. Oath from Allah. Don't play. And if you don't find goodness, don't blame except yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi, another one, he said, Ya dunya, man khadamani fastaqdimi, wa man khadamani faqdimi. O dunya, whoever served you, made him slave to you. And whoever served me, served him. Do we understand? Why we are here? Why Allah bring us here from all over? Today, we forget. We talk about Israel, we talk about America, we talk about this, we talk about that, but we do not talk about ourselves. A man in Iraq, in almost 2-300 Hijri. This man, if he living today, he becomes the most wise man. And this whole ummah is the cuckoo, the crazy nuts ummah. Do you know what this man did? He was living in the time of the Khilafah was keep changing. Some Khalifa used to be elected daytime and be killed over time. A lot of Khilafah. A lot of fitna. And every time somebody talked to him, he said only two words. Only two words. He did not repeat anything except the two words. And they call him the crazy man. But he's not the crazy. We are the crazy. I will prove it to you. Every time somebody asks him a question, he says only two words. يغير ولا يتغير، يغير ولا يتغير. دون دين الله، الله سبحانه وتعالى سلك، الله خمس لا يغير الله ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم. The condition will never be lifted unless the condition inside change. Do we believe in Allah? Do we change the condition inside? We don't even change it yet. We didn't even start. Who's crazy? We look into all the symptoms and we are the disease. We are responsible. I never forget the day, almost 14 years ago, in a small village in upstate New York, and a woman knocked on the door. Jehovah Witness. She started giving me advice to join her. I tried to give her down. She told me, you shut up. I wake up in the morning. I believe in my message. I'm standing in your door. You shut up. You do not believe in what you have. Because if you believe, you will be in my front of my door and I have to listen to you. But you sleeping, I'm the one who will keep moving. I tell her the truth. I tell her the truth. Forgive me. I'm the sinner. I'm the sleeper. I'm astray. I know the revelation is true, but nothing I can do, because you, the Lord, is struggling and making an effort, and here am I sitting. Imam Malik, rahmatullahi alayhi, he went to Baqi' al-Gharda, and he checked all the graves of the companion, and he calculated them. And he found 10,000 for Yazid, extra than more than 10,000. But we know for a fact, in Khutbah al-Wada', the amount of companion was approximately 125,000. Where's the rest? It's all over. It's all over. Having degree, having palaces, these do not understand Islam. The companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these do not understand Islam, but we understand Islam. These work for Allah, and we ground in dunya, we cannot even leave dunya. I challenge anyone to leave dunya and really have his heart to Allah. My dear brother of Islam, I'm not coming to talk. I'm not coming to give lecture. I have a job in the front of Allah. What is my job? I have to do my best to, when I go to the grave, I say to Allah, I cry. That's it. I cry to Allah. Day and night I cry. Whatever I can, I cry. I have a job. Allah bring me in this country for a reason. This earth is a witness to me or against me. Every day is a witness to me or against me. And in the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask me what you've done. What you've done to my deen. The whole ummah is going out of whack. Our family out. Our family out. Our family out. And anybody challenging and showing his family and his house, how is man in the houses? Because Islam starts in Mecca, in Bayt al-Arqam ibn Abi al-Arqam. It is not starting in the Masajid. It started in houses, one to one, one to one. Everybody walking. Do we are in Medina or Mecca? Don't ever forget that. Like the early scholars said, you will never reach Medina until you have Mecca. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear brother in Islam، وذكر فإن الذكر تنفع المؤمنين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا الله يا الله، where we start, where we end.
فستذكرون ما أقول لكم وأفوض أمري إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد.
You will remember me. You will remember me. And I make my tawakkul and hasbi in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, my brother, we are sleeping. We're sleeping and we forget we're sleeping. We forget we forgot. We really forgot. The Ummah, who will work for the Ummah? Do whatever you can, but don't talk. Do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Amelu." He didn't say talk. We cannot fulfill this topic in 20 minutes. Whoever wants to continue and share with me whatever I have for Allah, who would like to continue today evening, I came in here for a few days for Allah. I do not want anything. Allah bear witness in what I'm doing. If you want to share and listen, alhamdulillah. There's no time to argue. It's a time to listen and do. Because when the angel of death comes, you will not talk. And you cannot do it. Everybody today, every time I meet somebody, say, I have no time. You are a liar, my brother in Islam. You are a liar, my sister in Islam. We have the time. The only time you have no time when the angel of death come and said, come now, you have no time. But the problem today, we have no priority. The priority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam is not there. A lot of you might watch the cartoon movie for the kids about Asad Ayn Jalut. The battle of Ayn Jalut. I'm not going to go to the battle. The wife of Al-Mudaffar, the Amir of the Muslimin. She decided to fight with her husband. And at the time when people attack her husband and he's a leader of the army, she right away fight until she was wounded. And when he takes the cover from her face, he said, oh my wife! She said, don't say, oh my wife! Say, Ya Islamah! Ma wa'na ghadan al-Jannah! I meet you tomorrow in Jannah! Where is our woman cooking in the houses? And only worry about our cooking. If the wife is cooking, mashallah, mashallah, she's a good wife. The kids is done. The ummah is done. Do you know who's the fuel of the ummah? It's our kids. Who wants to care about this masajid? My kids or your kids? We do not see it. I saw it in Latin America. 99% of the Muslims who migrate in Latin America become Christian. If you do not believe me, go. Caracas, Venezuela has 35,000 Muslims, 60 people making Jum'a. You set the example and tell me what's going on. And you want Allah to give us victory. Man la yarham la yarham. Whoever do not have mercy, Allah will not give him mercy. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fil sama. Give mercy to what in earth, Allah give you mercy from the sky. Ar-rahimuna yarhamuhum ar-rahman. Rahmah. This deen is rahmah. Rahmah to all mankind. Are we have rahmah in ourselves? Rahmah in our kids? Rahmah in the ummah? We see the ummah all over and we watch it. We watch it. And we talking and we argue and we not do it. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, in the end of time, يكون الجهاد صياحة والحج صياحة. The jihad will be talking and Hajj become, you know, صياحة. Today you find, they give you the picture of the beds. Which room, how many means? And people look for which package gives them more privilege. They do not even know who will be their companion. Who will remind them? Look at the early people. What they do? They said, I want a companion in Hajj. Remind me by Allah and restrict me and remind me why I'm here. And today all we worry about which group will give us more privilege time. Which one will give us more tents and more food? How many meals? And this is the one we choose. Taraweeh after Taraweeh and no Taraweeh in the heart. Salah after Salah and no quality. Hajj after Hajj and no manner. What happened, Ya Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What happened? What happened to our Salah? What happened to our fasting? What happened to our Hajj? If I do all the ritual and it's not benefit my heart, what's going on? What's going on? We become ritual. Ritual, but the heart is empty. Today, I believe the call of Sikh, the call of Akhlas, the call of sincerity, the call of truthfulness between you and Allah. Start by yourself. Don't even wait for your wife and kids. Don't wait for your husband, because when you die, you will not be questioning about except yourself first. Unless we start, Father, the Shaykh will offer you. The one who doesn't have it, he cannot give it. This is why today we want to sit down on the internet and make down. No even ikram, no generosity, no sacrifice, no manner, and we won't do down. Down become books and piece of paper flying all over. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. الوقت قليل والخطر كبير والحساب عسير وإنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. Time is short and the limited time is left. Allah knows how much and the judgment it will be so much. Each one of us responsible according to his capability. I'm not saying to sit in a masjid. No, each one just start by setting intention. You're supposed to be near the ayat Allah. You like it or you don't. Go look for Sharia and find any shirk to the other ones. We're not supposed to be here to make money and have fun. We are here for da'wah or otherwise no way. And da'wah started by your manner, by akhlaq, by conduct, by aching inside. Everyone in his own place can be a da'iyah. Everyone can set the example. If we could hear about only one chapter in the Sunnah of Rasulullah, which is Jah, Haqq al-Jah, the right of Jah, the right of neighbor, the America will be changed. And if you do not believe me, go look and do it, and you will see. Allahumma ya Latif, ya Khabir, ya Alim, ya Hakim, ya Tawwab, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, ya Wadud, ya Afu, يا هادي يا نور يا الله. تب علينا وعلى أمة الحبيب المصطفى. تب علينا وعلى أمة الحبيب المصطفى. تب علينا وعلى أمة الحبيب المصطفى. اللهم افتح علينا أبواب العفو يا رب العالمين وأبواب الرحمة يا رب العالمين. اللهم عاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله، فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان. اللهم ارفع غضبك وسخطك عنا وعن أمة الحبيب المصطفى. اللهم ارفع غضبك وسخطك عنا وعن أمة الحبيب المصطفى. اللهم ارفع غضبك وسخطك عنا وعن أمة الحبيب المصطفى. اللهم اخرج حب الدنيا من قلوبنا واملأ قلوبنا بحبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيه. اللهم فهمنا مقصد حياتنا. اللهم فهمنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى، وأنت راضي عنا وتقبل منا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولأمواتنا ولأحيائنا ولكل من سألنا الدعاء ولكل من لهم حق علينا من الأحياء والأموات. وانصرنا على أنفسنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، وانصرنا على شياطين الإنس والجن جميعا يا رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وأقيموا الصلاة. Remember this. Pray like the last prayer in your life. Purify your heart. Forgive others. Purify your meals. Eating halal. Always remember the Ummah. Think about every Muslim on earth, because each one of us responsible.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله